This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. You can find this and other great podcasts at blueberry.com. That's blueberry with no E's .com.
We always do that.
Don't pound the table, John.
There you go. You're a table pounder, you little table pounder.
Yes.
Are you done slurping?
Shut up and just say it. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are theater geeks.
Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks, a podcast about community theater and the performing arts. We're continuing our conversations with Jackie Jerlecki, who is the current Miss Indiana. Hi, how are you doing?
Nice to have you
with us. And we're talking about theater, which is your focus, and actually the arts, and how they... tell me your platform again. What's the exact words?
The exact title of my platform is Supporting the Arts, a Vital Part of a Vibrant Community.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And we all believe in that. What we wanted to talk about this time is the pageant system, and maybe just get some insights, you know, from the local level on up. What is to be learned about being better performer, better presenter, and that kind of thing within the competition? Do you learn a lot?
I learn a whole lot about myself. I started competing in the Miss America organization my freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. So I had been involved in dance, drama, arts programs since I was four. So I already had a great performance background, but it's very different performing as yourself and performing as a character. And I'm always true to the song and portraying that message, but not necessarily that specific character, style, right, or time period that the show or selection that I've chosen comes from.
Now, do some contestants try to like become a character as part
some
of the talent competition?
And you are more than welcome to perform in costume, especially a lot of dancers. Mm-hmm. If they dance from a particular musical theater selection, they will dress up as that character and really portray that. And I think you can have a little bit more freedom when you are a dancer to have a little bit of more adventurous costume. Mm-hmm. But as a performer, my truest passion, I want the judges to see my personality, to learn something about me. When I walk onto that stage, we only get 90 seconds for our talent. So I want to show them that, yes, I'm a very skilled vocalist. I have an extensive theater background, but I want them to learn something about Jackie Jerlecki. And what I want them to know is when I'm on that stage, there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be. And so I want that to come across first and foremost. So I've worked a lot with my professors at Bowling Green State University, where I graduated from and I have my musical theater degree, how to convey my personality while also having a true and sincere performance,
right,
which kind of can sometimes be lost. You want to be true to yourself, but you want to be genuine and a great performer. So I've worked
a
lot
performing, with that. Who are you performing for and I don't mean this as a, are you performing for the audience that's there, or are you performing for the judges? Is there a difference between those two?
There isn't a true difference between the two. I think for me, I'm so comfortable being on stage that I don't look at it as a performance. As I'm in a musical, being a character, that to me is a performance. I'm looking to share. And I'm looking to share to the audience, to my family and friends who have come to see me, but also the judges. So I'm really sharing my talents with them. So I do look at the judges and do address them when I'm singing because they are a part of the audience. I don't want to pretend like they're not there watching me. I would look at them whether they're sitting in the front row or sitting in the back of the audience. They're still a part of that group that I'm performing to. So you can choose as a performer, as a contestant, whether or not you want to personally look at the judges, if you want to include them in your audience. But I'm very comfortable singing and performing, so I want to look at them and know that I'm not ignoring their presence.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about the other portions of the program? Mm-hmm. It's talent, and then it's swimsuit.
Yes.
Which, when I used to cover it years ago when we went to Atlantic City, it was one-piece swimsuits and high heels.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, when it went to the Nashville Network or whatever it was on, they were, you could wear two-piece swimsuits. You could walk barefoot if you wanted to.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh. And, you know, girls don't realize, well, maybe they do now, that you always walk better in heels than flat feet.
You do. It helps your posture, which a lot of people don't realize.
Okay, you're not used to walking around in front of a large number of people in a bikini, are you?
No, I'm getting used to it. I actually have a swimming pool in my backyard. And so,
you walk around the pool.
I'm always comfortable in my own skin. And I think that comes from that great performance background that I have, whether what dance costume or what costume I would be given from the director. I'm comfortable in that and know that that's their choice. And I need to bring my personality through in whatever I'm wearing. And so to me, it's just being comfortable in my own skin and showing girls, a lot of people don't realize that every contestant, there's different body shapes, all different kinds of skin tones, hair colors. There's not a cookie cutter image for Miss America by any stretch of the imagination. So you just want to go and put your best foot out there and show these girls that are watching and looking up to you. It doesn't matter. There's so many different body types, but you need to be comfortable in your own skin and what you look like and what you're wearing. And when you walk out on stage in that swimsuit, just have that confidence in saying, this is me, take it or leave it, but I enjoy being in front of an audience member. And yes, it's not my most favorite area of competition, but it truly is another opportunity for the judges to get to know you. And that's how I look at every phase of the competition. I want them to learn something about me. I want them to know that whatever I'm wearing, whatever they put me in, Miss America does have a clothing sponsor. So you don't have ultimate control in what you wear. You just want to be comfortable. You want to be yourself in whatever you present yourself in.
Okay, let me ask you, in your chosen career, and I don't mean the youth theater because that's kind of a different part, but the performance part, how much do you feel that being first Miss Indiana and possibly Miss America, how much is that going to help you in a performance career?
Immensely. This job for the next year as Miss Nana will open up so many doors for me able to perform and better my talents and skills on stage as Jackie Jurlecki, performing as myself. But it will also open up those doors of networking and really meeting a lot of people and listening to their experiences and how they've been able to establish themselves as a business or their theater, how they make that successful. So it's really about meeting those people and hearing those stories and experiences and what worked for them in their community, how they could reach out to the people in their area, and really meeting those people who have those expertise. So this will completely change my life. So I'm very excited that I was chosen Miss Indiana, not only to have this job for the next year, but have my community service platform being so close to my career path will only open up those doors for me.
Yeah, I wonder if people realize, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the pageant that you went into this year when you won the title is made up of girls who have won their locals and cannot go, like you did last year, you won Miss Elkhart County.
Right.
So that precludes you from going back into the Elkhart County pageant for 2 years, right?
Right.
So you go, what do they call it? Now I forget what they call
it. A local preliminary. So it is a three-tiered system. So you need to win a local to be able to go on to your Miss State, in my case, Miss Indiana,
right,
and then go on to Miss America. So I was actually the current Miss Duneland, which is out of Michigan City, and it was open to anyone in the entire state of Indiana. So we call it an open preliminary. So you do need to have a local title to be able to go to Miss Indiana.
The girls that are in that kind of pageant, that particular thing, haven't they mostly all been winners of their locals?
Usually, because you cannot go back to your hometown local.
So what the whole bottom line of this is that your competition at that for that pageant was probably tougher than what it was when you went into the local pageant.
Right. It had more girls that had competed previously at Miss Indiana, so they had that experience. Every day, though, we know it's a different day, different judges. And no matter if you've competed at Miss Indiana 5, 6 times or once, you got to have that connection with the judges. It's it's subjective. It's 5 people's opinion of 3 days of your life. And so when you don't win, that's a very good perspective to be in, knowing I have a whole life. Just because these people didn't necessarily see this on this particular day doesn't mean I wasn't the right person for their job or I don't have the skill set. It just means that they saw somebody else ready for the job.
Right.
And so any local or Miss Indiana, I go in with that mindset knowing I have nothing to lose. I have everything to gain. And I really want them to know me. They get to meet me and I get to meet them. And whether I walk away with the crown or not, I was very fortunate to walk away with the Miss Indiana crown. But ultimately, I was excited saying they get to meet me and they get to hear about my story. And they get to understand what I'm passionate about, what I want to do for a living. And that's great to be able to share my passions with anyone, even if it's in a competitive setting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What made you choose to start the pageant system? I mean, what is it that said, I'm going to do this?
Well, actually, I started with the America's Junior Miss program my senior year of high school, which is strictly scholarship-based. No swimsuit. You're awarded a medallion, not a crown. So they try to keep it very separate from people's misconceptions about pageants. So I was Goshen's Junior Miss and was very successful at the state level. And my freshman year of college, I knew, because I wanted to major in musical theater, I wanted to go to a program that was successful and that I felt comfortable in. And so it wasn't possibly going to be in state. So I knew the tuition cost. My parents helped me out a lot with tuition, but I knew the majority of it was on my shoulders. So I needed to work or find those scholarship opportunities to be able to pay for school out of state and also have a double major. So a family friend urged me to try for Miss Elkhart County. She said, you know what? You are very articulate. You love being in front of people. You love community service. You're a great performer. Why don't you try it? And I tried Miss Elkhart County my first year of college, and I fell in love with this organization and what it's taught me, the girls that I met. And so I was bit by the bug. I was bit by the theater bug, and I was bit by the Miss America bug. And so I just knew that I was so passionate about this. This was my third time competing at Miss Indiana. So I went 2 years and I didn't walk away with the crown. My first year, I wasn't even a top 10 finalist. I walked away with nothing. My second year, I was a top 11 finalist. And then I was Miss Indiana. So it was very big leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I was passionate about this. And I knew at some point, I'm the right person for the job. It just has to be the right fit, the right year in my life, the right group of judges. So it was the right year for me, and I've been so blessed. So I've only been involved for about 4 years. So the whole pageant thing is still very new to me. I don't know if I would ever consider myself a true pageant girl, but it's a scholarship organization and a community service organization first.
Well, when you were in the Miss Indiana pageant three mm-hmm. times, from a performing standpoint, how did you adjust? Did you get better, or do you? I mean, what kinds of things do you think about that?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Well, she obviously learned that to sing a song that not every other girl was going to exactly. sing.
There you go.
Right. Well, it makes an impression if nothing else. Like, wow, what is that song?
That's the one that didn't sing that song.
Yeah. You know? Right. Yeah. Well, I think it was just a great year in my life to win Miss Indiana, and of course, every year, every summer that I would come back at Miss Indiana, I would have another year of schooling under my belt.
Mm-hmm.
Just that more experience talking to people, more experiences being on stage. So I was getting older and maturing naturally, but it was a very different time in my life to be able to express my true personality. I had a lot of family medical issues the past 2.5 years, and I think that kind of deters you from truly letting your personality shine because you have that wall up because you want to be strong for everybody else.
Right.
So this year, I was just a lot more comfortable talking about the medical issues I faced with my mom the past few years. I was very open with my story. I was very open with who I am as a person. So I really think the judges saw that and could connect with me a little bit more. I did change my talent. I actually think have always pretty much sang a song that is a little not the norm for the pageant circuit. Last year, I sang a song called A Route to the Sky by Jake Hedgie, and it's a contemporary art song the firemen get put down, but it's sung in a very classical style, and no one had ever heard that. And so I let my true personality shine by being quirky and funny, as well as I'm classically trained. And this year, my winning talent song and winning Miss Indiana song was Take Me to the World from the musical Evening Primrose by Sondheim, which was written in the 1960s, which not a lot of people have heard. And it was actually very new to me when I first listened to it, but it fit. And I think you just kind of have to do a little research. Having that strong theater background, I knew what my resources were, what fits me vocally, and what fits my personality. And I have a lot of people that have always given me great suggestions of where to look. So, well,
John was commenting earlier that a lot of people don't do that kind of research to find things that are unusual, different, or that fit.
Right.
I also think it's interesting that you're talking about a year of being a good year for you, but also if you, I don't think anybody else at the table knows, but you completed a double major in three and a half years. So it's like another sense of release and relief, you know, that amount of work that you were putting yourself under and also doing the pageant system, you know, that it's all of a sudden you have this huge weight off your shoulders and all she has to do is choreograph little dinky community theater shows like mine.
Stop that, John.
She's a great choreographer. And that's, I think, what I was really surprised by was that I didn't know Jackie's background in dance. But she's very inspiring as a choreographer. The cast really like to sit and listen, and she has lots of energy, which is great because sometimes when the director is a little bit older and doesn't have the same kind of energy, it's nice to have young people come in with the energy. And that's I don't know if you've noticed, but I think it's fun to watch the younger people come into the community theater system and start taking those positions that I started when I was 22. So it's fun.
And you remember back that far, John?
It's hard.
It's been a huge blessing. Like John said, I did graduate with a double major in 3.5 years, musical theater and youth theater puppetry. So it was a lot of coursework. And I was also still having leading roles on stage at Bowling Green State University. I was on an acting talent scholarship. So I still needed to be involved in the musicals, behind the scenes. I had to be involved in every strike. So I was very busy, but I knew graduating early, that was a huge weight off me financially. And as well as with some of the health issues in my family that I talked about, I commuted for a very long time to Bowling Green from Goshen to be able to help out my mom and help out my family. And so college was just a different experience for me. And so I knew I just to start that career path at the community theater level, just getting myself financially prepared so I don't have those school loans hanging over my shoulder when I want to start a nonprofit theater. That just doesn't work out. So I just really wanted to jump out there, get my feet wet, and just, like John said, I have a lot of energy. So she just wanted to get to work. So I was very excited to have that accomplishment, but it's been awesome working as a choreographer. I did dance for many years. I'm not a prima ballerina, but I know musical theater dance, and I love sharing that. And most people, they know me as a choreographer, and so they expect me to dance as my talent, but I think I'm a little bit even keeled with vocal and dance, so it's kind of nice to have the best of both worlds. But it's been awesome working with Music Man Jr., cast of 58 kids
on that stage. Whoa.
It was phenomenal. And now Joseph, I think it's a great experience working with younger children, which is the age group that I love, but also people that are older than me and figuring out how they learn and how I need to best communicate to their skill set. So it's been a huge blessing. And John has always allowed me to kind of take the reins on any number and really let me take over. So I've been very blessed to work with a lot of directors who just let me do exactly what I love to do and figure out how I want to choreograph it and what kind of style. So I've been very lucky to be in those positions at a very young age.
And I'm sure the kids like working with you.
I hope so. I love them. I was at rehearsal last night after being gone for almost 2 weeks, and I missed them. I don't know if they missed me and my inspirational talks. I usually, after every rehearsal, I have some sort of inspirational quote or something to say or energy to build upon, but it can. So I love working with them, and that's truly, like I said in the previous podcast, I have found that I love sitting in the back of the house on opening night and watching what was in my head come to life. Yeah. There's no feeling like that in all of the world. And so I love that. I cry every opening night that I choreograph a show. So it's it's fabulous. Okay. No, we all have to watch. I'll be in the back.
We'll take
so
pictures.
Will I.
Well, we are, I think, 1 minute past the time that you said that you needed to.
She's very scheduled.
I am very busy. I have another appearance.
Yes, as Miss Indiana, your time is never free. But we really thank you for showing up today and doing a couple of episodes of Theater Geeks. These will be up on the pod, as we say, within the next couple of weeks. So we are really, really grateful to you. Be sure, folks, to stop by the website.
I was going to ask her, January in Las Vegas.
January 14th, Las Vegas on ABC.
They're all on ABC. Okay, there you go. All right. Yeah.
Just to make sure that everybody
knows. Just to make sure.
Everybody turn in.
There you go. Yeah. See. Yeah.
She's the tall, natural blonde.
There you go.
That's from us. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaup.
I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.